Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Andy Roberts live in the studio. He's just going to put down his guitar and he's going to join us for a chat.
Oh. Hello there.
Hello. Yeah. What was the name of the track?
The track is called Mazé.
Oh, right.
It's named after the cafe itself. The,
okay.
Musician's bar in Paris where we used to hang out after a day's work down in the metro and cash up the takings, cash up the coins into notes, save enough to pay the daily bills and spend the rest on beer.
Sounds like a plan. But we're not here to talk about beer, though, are we?
No.
We're not. Right. So we're going to talk about something else. So let's get that ball rolling, shall we?
Let's get going.
Right. OK. You're going to be taking part in a play called Boulevard Days at this year's Ventnor Fringe Festival, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Can you tell me and the listener a bit about the play, please?
Right, well, this is a departure from what I usually do. I normally play music gigs in pubs and bars and things around the island. But this is actually on a theatre stage. It'll be part of the Ventnor Fringe. And it's a one-man show, one-man play, so there's only me in it up on the stage all by myself. And it's got songs in it as well. It's not a musical, but it's a play, but it's got songs in it. And the songs are these really old songs that I've had kicking around for years, and they're about my life, that particularly important part of my life when I was very young, teenager, left school, ran away from home and became a busker in Paris.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Well, it seems to be, yes. It seems to be a topic that keeps cropping up whenever I meet somebody new. The conversation fairly quickly That crops up. So even though it's quite a short period of my life, really, I've done all sorts of other things since, but that's the the bit that keeps cropping up of
but if it keeps on cropping up, it must be a very impactful period of your life, though.
I think so. I think it's a formative, it's a sort of teenager coming of age story.
Like a rite of passage, as it were.
Yeah. And it's something which people kind of relate to, because either they've done something similar themselves, they've sort of gone away for a gap year or just moved to another country or completely changed their life or something, or else it's something that they've always wished they'd done and but haven't. So it kind of relates to people in different ways. So that's my play. It's called Boulevard Days, because it relates back to that time in Paris, and it's on as part of the Ventnor Fringe Festival. You go to the Ventnor Fringe Festival, don't you? It's over a week long, loads and loads of stuff up, fantastic scene.
So you said that Boulevard Days is based on your own life, yeah?
Yeah.
What was the inspiration to make the play about your own life?
Yeah, it sort of emerged really out of, as I was saying, there's these songs that have been kicking around for about 50 years, and they could have been lost forever, but sometime in the 1980s, I recorded them onto a cassette, just using a ghetto blaster type thing.
Ultra.
So they're preserved, and then just recently, in my recent life, I've started doing proper recordings and. I made an album of all brand new songs, and now I'm going back through my back catalogue of the old songs that have never really been done justice to properly. And there's this set of songs that are all set in or written in Paris that I called my Paris songs. I made an album out of them, and that got to be called, I called it Boulevard Days to remind me of the kind of atmosphere, what it was about and things. And then I decided I needed to raise some money to print CDs of it.
Yeah.
So I did a crowdfunder, a crowdsource.
Oh, yeah.
Money raising type thing, and said, look, I need to be able to print some CDs, and you know, maybe there'll even be a show or a book or something.
That goes with it, yeah.
And then the people that kindly contributed to that fundraiser were really quite enthusiastic about the idea of taking it further. You know, can't wait to see it as a play. Or
We want to see this,
yeah,
like,
we want to see the
develop
book.
And
so it kind of, that kind of edged me towards actually doing it. And then that was towards the end of last year, I did the crowdfunder. And then in February, I had this opportunity to do a series of workshops with the Dead Man Theatre Company.
Oh, right, not familiar with them.
In Quay Arts, just over the river. Well, they're the people that put on a play called The Freshwater Five.
Oh, right, yeah. Which is, that name rings a bell.
Yeah, that story. Anyway, it was a really good workshop, professional theatre people and stuff. And during some of those workshops, you know, they asked if anybody had original material that they can work with. And I had with me some of my
It just so happens
writings.
That I have with me.
Yeah, one I've done before. So they used my material then to do the workshopping with, and we had people acting out scenes from my writings. And from the reception I got from that, the kind of interest and the enthusiasm for it, it became clear that, yeah, I've got to actually do this now.
I've got to finish
writing it out as a proper play script and put it on. And then, of course, Ventnor Fringe people, they give you the opportunity.
It's a wonderful platform for artists to come and show their wares, as it were.
Yeah, so it's all systems go.
Okay, then. That's cool. So when and where are the performances of Boulevard Days taking place?
Right, well, the when is the 23rd, 24th and 25th of July. So that's the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right in the middle of the main week, and the timing is 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock. It's a 60-minute show with no interval.
Right.
And the where is the Pier Street Playhouse, which is in Pier Street at the top of the esplanade there.
Yeah, I know you mean. Yeah.
They convert the hall there. It's got a proper stage and everything and blackouts. They convert the hall into a proper theatre for the
week. Wow.
So I'll be doing that. There's other shows on as well in the Playhouse, and mine's on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 1 o'clock. And you can buy tickets from the Ventnor Fringe website, which is vfringe.co.uk.
And how much are those tickets?
The tickets, the basic price is £10.
Right, okay.
But then there's some discounts you can get. If there's a group of four of you, it's a bit less. If it's under a certain age, youth, there's a bit off. Or the best deal really is the Culture Pass, where you... It's like a season ticket. If you go to see quite a few shows during the week...
You get a massive discount you can be entertained multiple times by multiple people across the weekend.
Yeah, so you get two for one then. You get two tickets for the price of one. So
well, that's not bad at all.
So that's the best one.
That's not too bad at all. It's cheaper than a pint of beer these days, isn't it?
It is. And it's live entertainment, which I think there's becoming more of a thirst for at the moment. I think people are getting a bit fed up of some of the digital stuff and the online and
I mean, without a question of a doubt, there is so much. There's such
a
wealth of talent on the island.
Oh well, yeah.
Singers, songwriters, playwrights, the whole across the board. Yeah. So, as that is available to us, it would be such a shame that we don't go and experience something new. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, come along. It'll be
a
good day.
Besides the play, you've said that you are. You do pubs and clubs and gigs and things like that. What else have you got in the pipeline apart from the play Boulevard Days?
Okay, well, as I was saying earlier, I tried to keep June mostly free, but I've ended up with a couple of gigs at the end of the month. So I'll be in the Star Coffee and Ale House at Ryde on the 28th. That's a Friday night.
That's
and
on the High Street, isn't it?
That's right at the top of the High Street.
Around the corner from the Commodore Cinema, isn't it?
I don't know where the cinema is. I've never been to the cinema in Ryde, but it's
it's the top of the pedestrianised area on the High Street in Newport in Ryde. Sorry,
in Ryde. Yeah.
Commodore Cinema is literally just round the corner.
Okay,
it's also a bingo hall. If you're into bingo,
So that's the Star Coffee and Ale House. It's actually part of their cider festival. So it'll be the second or third cider festival that I've done this year. I like doing them. And that's at 7 o'clock, 7 till 9, and then they close at 9. And then the next gig, that same weekend on the Sunday, still in Ryde, but right down the bottom in the Foo Bar, which used to be Bar 74.
Yeah.
You know that one?
I gig there on a regular basis. Yeah.
As well, don't you, Nick? Yeah. So that's on the 30th, the Sunday, and it's what they call the Lizard Lounge Sessions.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it's in the front rather than...
They've got
a nice theatre stage as well, actually, at the back.
Yeah.
This isn't on the stage at the back. This is in the Lizard Lounge.
They've got lots of sofas and a piano and bits and pieces laid out in there.
Yeah, and games and relaxing stuff. Yeah, so that's 5 o'clock till 7. And the other one I wanted to mention, going into July, is on Sunday, July the 14th, I'll be playing at the Wheat Sheaf back in Yarmouth again. And that's a Sunday afternoon, 3 till 5 gig. But because that's July the 14th, it's Bastille Day.
So
will lead me into my Boulevard Days play that I'm
doing.
Will
you be partaking in a wine tasting on Bastille Day?
Well, we're hoping to have some Ricard, perhaps, and maybe a game of pétanque.
I've spent many a Bastille Day in Swansea, and they always it's always black tie and suit events up there for Bastille Day. It's very fabulous. It's quite nice.
I've got it mentioned in one of my songs when we get in a 2CV from Paris and drive all the way to the coast and stay until Bastille Day. And at the coast, they let off loads of fireworks. I mean, fantastic fireworks. And it's not like Guy Fawkes Day. It's a huge industrial thing out on the harbour. Amazing state. And then we saw the fireworks all the way back then as we were driving back.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Every town was trying to outdo each other. So that's what Bastille Day was like in France back in the day.
I've not done Bastille Day in France, but I have done it over in up in Wales.
Swansea.
And it is
Wales.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to do that. Right. So, if people wanted to know more about you, do you have a website, and can you be found on social media?
Okay, I have a website on Substack.com. So it's a website that's also a mailing list. I send out newsletters and things to people
that
signed up to the mailing list. So the exact address for that would be andyr.substack.com. So that's my main website. It's got lots and lots of posts and writings, the more detailed long-form writing about the story that's had to be cut down to make the play. That's that. And to get to all my social media stuff, the best place to jump off from is from my Linktree. That's like, you know, link in bio type things.
So yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Linktree/Andy Roberts. And from there you can find all the other...
All the major social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Facebook's the main one where you are because it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody likes it, but we're there because we're there, because everybody else is there.
It's what everybody is. At the end of the day, it's modern technology, so you've got to keep up with the flow, as it were, or you get swallowed in the wake, don't you?
Yeah, so that's Linktree/Andy Roberts. And jump off and find me there.
All the gigs and
I put the forthcoming gigs on there as well.
Yeah, okay, then, cool.
The link to the mailing list.
So if people wanted to buy your music, because you were talking that you've recorded a CD, or at least one CD. We've got a copy of it, and we're going to be putting it on the station system for you, and you're going to be playing some more music in a minute as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If they want to buy the music, well, the CDs, the actual things you can hold in your hand, you have to come and find me. You have to come to one of the gigs or something.
Right, okay.
I'll sell them at the gigs. I don't put them in the post anymore.
That's fair enough.
That's stopped working so well. And the digital tracks are on Bandcamp.
Oh, right.
They're the nice people who are quite a bit kinder to musicians than the streaming
other
sites.
I don't bother with the
streaming sites. They don't have anything for me, really.
That's fair enough.
So you find me on Bandcamp, which is linked to from the Linktree.
And again, everything's all linked backwards and forwards.
So you can buy several of the albums, digital ones, or the whole discography, which is lots of stuff.
Or if you want a physical copy, come and see you at a gig.
Physical copy, come to the gig.
Enjoy some live music.
Certainly come to the
And
play.
Pick up some wares, as it were.
Yeah.
And will the CDs be available at the play then?
They will. That's one of the main purposes of printing them, was to be able to have them to sell.
Okay, cool.
At the show.
Okay, that's fair enough. Right, so we're going to be playing some more music in a minute, but I've got one last curveball question for you. The curveball question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What's the favourite vehicle you've ever owned?
My favourite vehicle I've ever owned?
Car, motorbike, push bike, could be anything.
Well, it would be the little mini Countryman that I used to open up the back doors and put my guitars and the big amps and stands and things and drive around the lanes of Cornwall playing in pubs back in the
'70s
after I got back from France. Yeah,
my dad had a mini Countryman many years ago with the wooden
not to be confused
with the Traveller, which is like a panel van with windows in it. But yeah, my dad had one of those great little vehicles.
It's like could fit everything in there.
Right, I know it's a tough question to just pick one vehicle, but I'm going to have to say Judith, my custom motorbike.
You got a motorbike.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was custom built for me by the guys over at Thunderheart, so I've spent a lot of money on her. She's my baby.
Lovely.
So I can't complain. That's it for me at the moment until I get bored or find something better. I don't know.
Yeah. I've never had a motorbike, but I've hired scooters before in Turkey and on Greek islands and things. Anybody can just walk in and hire a scooter.
I'll have that one, please.
You don't even have to prove you've got a driving license or anything. You just ride off, no crash helmet, up the mountains in a scooter.
That sounds well sketchy.
Yeah, so I've done that a couple of times, a scooter. So I'd quite like to have I think the Vespa, probably. Maybe one day I will, who knows.
You've still got time to do it. Right, you're going to be playing some more music.
Play a song now.
Yeah, what song are you going to be playing for us now?
I'm going to play a song called Waiting. And this is one which I wrote back in Paris after I'd got my new guitar, the 12-string guitar, which is another character in the play. But you'll have to come to the play to hear it played on that.
Yeah, that's a bit of a secret. Yeah.
Playing it on the ordinary guitar here today.
Right, okay then. Take it away, sir. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you, Nick.
if your mind starts wandering, thinking of home, thinking of home, well, you know I'm waiting, I'm waiting, no, I'm waiting for you, I sit here waiting here for you, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, said I'm
FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. Vectisradio.com.